Hello, everyone. Today, I speak with Rocio and Angel. They are the dynamic wife and husband duo behind the book, The Orchid, The Secret Code of Modern Goddesses, a Los Angeles Tribune bestseller and reader's favorite five-star book. With decades of leadership in media, business, and personal transformation, Rocio and Angel bring an extraordinary blend of corporate wisdom, spiritual insight, and deeply personal storytelling. Let's hear it from Rocio and Angel. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Angel and Rocio. How are you today? I'm so happy that you came to my podcast.
This is incredible to be here, really, Veronique. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the space. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to talk to you. I read your book. So today we're going to talk about The Orchid that you sent me. Thank you very much.
The Orchid, The Secret Code of Modern Goddesses.
Oh, my God. Yes. And just to let you know, when I first received the book, I didn't even want to open it because it was so beautiful. The way, you know, it was packaged. I was like, oh my God, do I need to destroy the little, you know, tag there? So it's really well, you know, prepared and offered to you. I love it. Everybody's going to receive something like that when they order it? It comes like that? Or it was just
for
me?
No, that is only when it comes directly from us.
Okay.
If it comes from a store or Amazon, unfortunately, not yet, but only when it comes directly from us.
Okay. I feel very, very blessed then. Thank you very much. So, yeah, so I read, I'm half through the book, up to chapter 22. I really love it. And I wanted to let you know, so I started, my audience know now, I'm a sound healer now for the last 3 months. I started a practice, and I had a training for 3 months, very, very intensive of a sound healer. So I'm doing sound bath. And of course, everything you're talking about, I was like, wait a minute, this is so, what I'm doing right now, the meditation, the breath work, the spirituality, everything you talk about in the book. So yeah, let's start. Let's talk about it.
Please.
So, yes. So first, let's talk about you and, you know, your background. So Rocio, you're doing like a deep personal growth work, and Angel, where are you still in high-stake corporate TV sales? I think you were, right?
I was, yes. You were. Not anymore.
Okay. So how did you come up with that book together? Is it hard actually to write a book together? Because maybe, you know, you have the same ideas all the time, or I don't know if there was any like, I don't want to do this, I want to say that. Was it easy as a couple?
It's not. It's super difficult to do it.
Yeah.
Really, to be honest, is everything at one point when you decide that you're going to do something new, that you don't know how to do it, and no one in your family has been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a place that you need to trust. You need to trust yourself and begin to understand the process. And the process is uncomfortable. You have fear because it's something that you don't know what it's going to be.
No.
So at one point when we begin to do the idea was really to serve the reader, for them to have tools to really live the better life that they can have, and through a storytelling. Because was the kind of book that I wish I have in my darkest moment.
Yes.
Something that can guide me. Like, you know, this is what happened. But if you do this, this, and this, you can have another results. So really, the book was to serve everyone. But you don't know when you are doing it. It's really, at one point, you don't know where to go. Of course, now I can tell you, yes, was difficult, but at the moment I didn't have idea, right?
Yeah, look, I think I had a slightly different experience, the beginning of it, because there comes a time when you start trusting God and when you surrender, fully surrender, that you start living your life and you're like, okay, we'll figure it out. Okay, we'll figure it out. That means the challenges come, but you see them differently. And so we were experiencing this. It helped a lot that we had worked together many years ago, Veronique. So when we first met, it was working together in the entertainment industry. So there was a lot of respect for each other professionally already. So that helped a lot when we were writing. But yeah, there were some tough, really, really tough days.
Yeah. I can't even imagine, you know, doing something with my husband together, writing. No way. So the book is about a place called the Orchid, which is really dreamy, and I hope one day it will exist. I mean, you came from that from your mind, and it's really, I mean, I could really see it the way you wrote. The book is really entertaining, different chapters, you know. You talk about the place, and then you go to each woman who's going to enter into the Orchid because they're looking for answers. And we are following mainly five different women and their stories. I really love it. And so the book is called The Secret Code of Modern Goddesses. So what does that phrase mean to you? You know, and how did you come up with it?
You know, at one point, what we see more and more is this beautiful energy, the divine feminine, who is very, very nurturing, puts a place of a container of love. So the secret code are the five lessons that these characters are going to learn there. And it's awareness, gratitude, forgiveness, acceptance, and intention. So when you begin to really apply that, those lessons, and learn how to do it, to go inside of yourself, to emotional body, and really begin to transform, that's the alchemy. That's the secret. And the secret is for you to really understand how you work, how profound are our limiting beliefs, how we can really, really change them. So that's why in the book, we teach these women who they go week by week. So, and you begin to see the transformation of them. So that's the point of this. It's not, we don't gonna focus in the drama. It's how you go out of the drama, because that was the journey of many women today that they are looking for this. Believe me, 3 years ago when my mom died at 48, she didn't have any tools for her to really transform her life. And I saw a beautiful being really going in a sadness, depression, and she didn't know how to go out. So it took us 33 years to really be where we are today. And what I wish is that the person that reads the novel, instead of taking 30 years, takes 1 year or maybe less, because it's possible if more and more people begin to talk about it.
It's like a map to get better, right? This book. It's like a recipe book, a recipe, you know, to tell you what to do. Like you said, the five codes, one by one, what to do to get better. Especially if you're really stuck in life. There are some quotes that I took from the book I really like. One quote that I really like that you say in the book, and that's from, I don't know who that is, Rupi Kaur?
Yes.
So it really, you know, resonated with me. You said, what is the greatest lesson a woman should learn? That since day one, she's already had everything she needs within herself. It's the world that convinced her she did not, and that's so true. When you're a kid, you know, you think you can do everything, and then the world comes down on you and you're like, oh, no, I can't. So that really resonated with me, that phrase.
So imagine when you read this book, when we read this book, for example, for us, create a bridge for us to have a better communication and better understanding, like for myself, for him, like a man, and then for him understanding how women think. So is this book is about the bridge that we can do even with ourselves and other people.
So is this book, were there some personal history in there? Because there's so many different, you know, different characters in there. And there's a lot of example of many, I saw some of my friends, I saw myself also in those characters, you know, we all lived through those different experience that they have in the book. So all the women and all the teachers, because you travel also a lot the world from your bio that I read. So did you take some real experiences and put them in the book?
Yes, for sure. The book really is our story told through the stories of these five, six women, if you count Mary.
Mary, yeah.
For example, Mary traveled the world searching for answers for 10 years. That's it. That's how long we traveled the world outside of the United States. We were living outside for 10 years. The rooms, every one of the rooms that these women are staying in are actual hotel rooms that we stayed at in different hotels really? Around the world. So we wanted to make it, the only thing that is fiction here is the fact that these women really don't exist and this place doesn't really exist. Everything else, it's real. Every single story, for example, the five women, one of them is at the top of her game and she can't enjoy it, right? She's Olivia. We've both been there. And that's just descriptive of how we've looked at ourselves, even when we were having these great moments, but we're always looking at the little things that were not going right. There is, for example, another woman who is gay and she cannot tell her parents. In our case, we didn't have the gender question, but we've lied. We've always put a, you know, like a face in front of other people. So we're accepted. So they invite us to the next dinner. We've all done that. And so each of the women represents an aspect of us. We come from, both of us were brought up by divorced moms and single mothers. So it was important to have a woman who was there, Jennifer, who's divorced and has two kids and is raising them by herself. And it's having a difficult time. And there's an angry woman who has had to fight for everything else, that she, everything that she has.
Sophia.
So Sophia. And that was as well. And there is a woman who, Stephanie, who was sexually abused during her modeling career. Now, we're not models, but both of us experienced sexual abuse, Rocio as an adult and I as a child. So all of these stories are very, very dear to us. But we really wanted to make it more interesting and create, utilize storytelling, because we know it's power. Utilize storytelling to help people, the readers, ease into these stories, not as a, okay, someone is telling me that I need to change my life, but more as of, interesting, these are some really interesting stories. I'm intrigued, and who knows, I may learn something in the way.
Oh, I learn a lot. You can feel when you read the book that some of those stories could be true, for sure, because I'm, like I told you, you know, we can all relate to this. And something I really, because I'm doing like sound healing now, so there's a lot of meditation. Believe it or not, it's very hard actually for me to meditate. It's really hard for a lot of people just to meditate. And in the chapter 11 meditation, you actually say something very, I mean, the teacher is actually telling the woman something very easy. And I did it this morning. I'm like, yeah, I should just do that. Just concentrate on your breath. You know, when all the thoughts are always coming to your mind. And even me, when I ask, I help people meditate, I say, okay, acknowledge your thoughts and let them go. But it's really hard, right? And when I read in your book, you said, just concentrate on your breath. I'm like, yeah, just do that. So I did that this morning. It worked. Thank you very much. So you see.
Fantastic.
That helped a lot. And I think I took something else from that chapter. For meditation. And I had another question about something that I never heard about before. And I wanted to know if that really existed. I never heard about Watsu. What is this? Please.
It's a treatment that you receive when you are in a pool.
Yeah.
And when you are in a pool, can remember every treatment is going to go where you need. Because the point of the book is for the reader to see how easy can be when you begin to really experience different therapies. And each therapy brings something different from your soul, from your body, from your mind, from every different aspect of yourself. So in my experience, when I was doing Watsu, really was very, the feeling like the person who was doing it to me was touching certain parts like a reset button for me to release the energy that I was carrying there from my own trauma.
Yeah.
Really is that's the example of you don't need to, it's not only one way, it's many ways. But the most important is don't give your power away to anyone. You are your own teacher. So begin to know yourself better. And that's the point of the book and all the beautiful places and how they talk to each other. It's not drama between the woman because the real drama is inside of us. So all these details that we've been conditioned to think in this way. So in the moment that you begin to change, everything around you change. And that's the invitation to really let go the imagination for everyone to go and live the experience of life that they want.
Where did you do what? In the state or another country?
In United States.
In any state?
But they do it in Mexico. They do all over the world. When you have a pool warm, you can do it.
I'm going to check it out. Because I was really intrigued. I'm like, what is this? I never heard of this before. So maybe people know, but me personally, I didn't never heard of this before. So yeah.
It's really interesting. When we were, you know, we took the book writing as we did other projects in our professional life. We started putting everything on the wall and crossing out things that we're like, okay, not that, and so on. But what was really important in doing the book, we wanted to be able to speak from a first person point of view about everything. So everything that we say in the book, either she or I or the two of us did it because it was important that we knew what we had experienced it. And so the goal of the orchid is what Rocio says. It's a place where you can find different options to connect with, to see which one is the one that triggers the healing inside of you. That one that triggers that thought, that triggers that memory, that triggers that sensation in your body when you start to realize there's energy there. I need to heal something. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to continue finding out. But then we talk about journaling. Writing was a big thing in addition to meditation, because those are moments in which we open the door to introspection. We listen for what's happening inside of us. And that was really important. And so the reason for having so many people is just in case Watsu wasn't for you, maybe there is something else. Or maybe meditation is not for you, but, you know, dancing is for you. There is a scene in the book in which the woman connects with herself and her dancing again. You never really know what's the medicine that someone needs until they come across with it. It could be sitting under a tree, and that's all you need to connect with that inner self that tells you, hey, we got to talk.
Yeah. I love that you had all those teachers because, yeah, for sure not one thing can work for everybody. So they have all those choices and they can talk to all different teachers and they can connect with them. I really like that. I saw that two things that, of course, you mentioned the book, really important, and a lot of people talk about it, but I know it's really hard for people to do it. When you're on your journey, you talk about forgiveness and gratitude. So how is that important when you're doing this kind of work?
It's the number one thing that you need to learn to do to be free.
I know. It's so hard.
Because is, you know, Veronique, I have so much trauma and so much to forgive that at one point I remember society told me that it's difficult. But after when I learned how to do it, in that moment, I took it on myself to really let go because I experienced freedom. And in the moment that I was, now that I'm free, it's another experience. It's more free. I'm not carrying the hate of the pain with me anymore. So for that reason, it's really important that people understand that when you forgive, you don't live in the past anymore. You learn the lesson and then you move on. And you don't hold any grudge with that person. So the energy who is there disappears. And what gave me was that I was not a victim anymore. So I was not, it's like I have control of my life. And when I understand that, I took it really serious to, okay, so now I'm gonna really, because my class was full of shame, guilt, and grudges, and mad. I was really carrying all that with me everywhere I went. Believe me, my first gray hair was when I was 21, for the shocks. So you don't live your life from a free place, because if you don't forgive what happened 30 years ago.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I could, not anymore because I've been working on it, but I could hold a grudge for forever. I remember holding a grudge for like 7 years, waking up in the morning mad about something that happened 7 years ago. How crazy is that? But I'm so happy now we have a lot of tools. I have two kids and I'm going to teach them also all those tools, because you cannot... Now it's so much better, right? We have people like you, all those teachers and all the things we can learn to be better in spirituality, for spirituality to, or vibration to be higher. I really love that. So when is the movie coming out? Because yeah. I need to see that in a big screen. I saw a TV series or something. That could be a series, like different week, different women arrive with different issues. Is something can happen in this area or not?
Well, we're working on many ideas.
Okay.
I can tell you that two things that are very real, because we're quite advanced in them. Number one, we're planning a one-day The Orchid experience here in Los Angeles in November. And essentially is to bring the book to life in a one-day event, right, in which you're going to go through those five stages: awareness, gratitude, forgiveness, acceptance, and intention. And the other thing that we are doing is we're actually working on the script for a theatrical play. And the goal is to also create an environment in which an audience can go through that in that particular setting. So there's quite a few things, many more in the head. But for now, those are the two that are quite advanced. So yeah, we're really excited about those.
But we will be super happy that you can hold that thought.
Yes.
And let's... helping us to manifest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because really, Veronique, this is not only for us or our children's, it's for your children's, our children's, and all the people that are listening to you, to really understand how us, we have an amazing power that is inside of us, and how we can transform really our own reality. The best part is I didn't have help. I was not privileged. I was really alone in the world trying to figure out. I make so many mistakes. I have so many problems that at one point I almost give up when I try to attend with my life. But for a reason, I was not successful. And today, after all that I've been living, you know, I'm so happy that I was able to stay and to understand that nothing that happened 5 seconds ago really defines us. But people continue to complain that they cannot manifest or they cannot create what they want, but they don't forgive. So it's correlate one with the other one. That's why it's so important that you understand that part. You are not there in the book yet, but it's so important that they understand that in the moment that you see how key is for you to really let go and learn how, that you don't gonna waste time, because your life is for you only. For me, I'm going to continue to be living my life. It's for the person who doesn't there. You know, at the beginning, probably persons, they think that it's difficult. But you know, more and more, I see that even that is an idea.
Yeah. But like I say, you know, forgiveness, I think, is one of the... Gratitude, yeah, I can wake up and be grateful, but forgiveness, is, I think, is one of the hardest ones to do, especially if somebody really did you wrong.
When we look at the book and the five lessons of the book, we divide them into three stages. The first stage is becoming aware. Observe yourself, the why in your life. Why do I think that way? Why do I speak that way? Why do I act that way? There's a reason. And sometimes we are in automatic pilot, but we don't know where it comes from. It could be our mom, our dad, our inexperience, right? Becoming aware, just looking at something and saying, oh, that's interesting. Look at Angel, the way he behaves when whatever happens. Just observing it already begins to create change in you. So that's number one. And then stage number two is, which of the energies do you want to apply in your life? So gratitude. The most important thing about gratitude is, yes, saying thanks, etc., but is being, feeling, and experiencing gratitude in your body. When you experience it, when you are gratitude, because it's truly is so authentic within you, then you're vibrating in the energy of gratitude, and that's the healing energy. We can say thank you all the time, and that helps. It's certainly the beginning and the doorway into gratitude, but it's about becoming and being in that energy. And then forgiveness, it is difficult, and normally is difficult for the following reason. We think we're doing someone else a favor. We think this is something that we're doing to that person or for that situation that happened in the past. And the truth is that forgiveness is something you do to yourself. It is really important. It's almost like you're claiming back your energy. It's like you were living at an apartment, you were paying rent, you decided to move, now you have a new apartment, and now you're paying two rents.
Yeah, no.
You're paying the new rent, and you continue to pay the old landlord, even though he or she is not telling you to pay, but you continue to send the check. And you're like, this is so difficult and it's not fair. I keep sending the money. And the question is, but why do you keep sending money to the past? Why do you keep sending your energy to the past? What if you stop doing that and you use all your energy for the future, for your present, to build the life of your dreams? So that's how I started changing my attitude towards forgiveness.
And in the book, we teach how important it is to forgive someone else and forgive ourselves to hold in that grudge.
Yes, I'm telling you, all those things, where were they 20 years ago when I needed them? So seriously, it's true.
That's why it's so important to really pass it on. Pass the book to more people, because really, somebody told me, the next generation is going to save us. Yes, but we need to help them. Let's do it together, because, you know, we care.
Let's not give up just yet.
Yeah. Or sometimes you can even surprise yourself. I remember a few years ago, I was really mad. One of my cousins for something wrong he did to me years ago. And then my husband told me, oh, we're going to the wedding. Are we going to say hi to him? And I'm like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I completely forgot why I was mad. So sometimes, you know, something magical happens and you forget that person because it doesn't matter anymore. After 10 years, it doesn't really matter. I think it was even stupid at the beginning, but at the present when that happened, I was really mad. And then, you know, time passed and I'm like, yeah, I don't even care anymore. We can say hi to him.
I think that the beauty and the wisdom of life is such that over time, that healing happens.
Yes.
The proposal in the book and the proposal that we have for everyone who is listening is, what if you can learn tools that allow you to react differently immediately?
Yes.
So that when it happens, you can say, I'm not carrying that for 10 years. No way.
I know.
And immediately get rid of it so that you're not giving it any energy. And you're not fueling it. You're not paying rent in something that you're not using, right? And so that's how, you know, we used to, we laugh a lot because when we got married, you know, you would have the typical disagreements that fight couples have, right? And sometimes I remember it would last a week where we were angry at each other. And now, a little bit ago, something happened and we had a disagreement.
Huh.
And then We looked at each other after it passed.
I don't like you anymore.
And we laughed and we said, oh my gosh, this fight lasted 5 minutes.
That's right? Great. And what's the secret? That,
oh my God.
The secret is to be able to learn these tools, to be able that you have power in your life to actually do something about the way you feel. That's the secret. We've been told that we don't have this power. And the truth is that we are more powerful than we realize.
Awareness, right, is really important, right? This is the first one.
Yes.
Being aware.
Yes. Yes.
In your eyes. Yeah.
But you know, that's why we did it in the book. We put all of them. We see the cycle of the women changing for the reader to really understand, I can do it faster and quickly and right now. Because it's not like a use gratitude. Yes, but how? And that's why it's so important that you begin to understand your emotional body and see it like a, you know, something inside of me is really sad about this. And then you make the connection to your inner child to see that probably your parents were screaming at you. You know what? Forgive them because they didn't know better. And it's these basic principles. When you learn that, at one point it's like, okay, and after that, I don't need to carry anymore. They didn't know better.
My God, you just touch a chord. You just touch a chord right there because, so this summer I was raised in France and I went back to visit my family and my mother and my brother live there. And we had some argument with my mom. And once I told her, and I didn't realize I was carrying that for like 30 years, I guess. I told her, you know, you were really wrong to separate because she moved to the Caribbean for a while with us. Then she sent us back to France to live with our family by the time but it took her a year to come back. But she sent my brother to her aunt and me to my grandmother. We're not together for like a year. And I told her, you know, I think I had a lot of issue letting people go in my life that even like were toxic to me because I got separated from my brother for so long and I was alone for so long. You were not there. He was not there. I had the issue. And I told her that this summer. And then I'm like, you need to forgive your mother. It's been 30 years. You need to forgive her. She was also, she got me. She was really young. She didn't know better. So let that go. It's been 30 years and now we have a good relationship. So why you just say, woo, just touch a chord. Yeah.
Veronique. In the moment that you do that, that's the real alchemy.
Yes.
Yeah. I think
really.
For that.
So let's cheer up ourselves, like a really, let's create more spaces for people to go inside, safe spaces for people to go inside and really remove all the garbage that is holding them back. And stop you because really it's you who stop yourself for living your better life. So why are we going to do that? I didn't know.
I don't know either, but now we know better.
Why we are having this conversation.
And I wanted to ask you, so in all your travels, was there something you saw that was really surprising for you or even uncomfortable about people discovering about empowerment or about transformation and people just don't talk about it? Did you notice some stuff?
Yes, many, 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 many things. But for example, one thing that is really important is the way of thinking of different areas of the world. Okay? How you say it?
It's how different is the culture and way of thinking depending on who colonized an area of the world, whether it was the Portuguese or the Spanish or the English, mm-hmm. and how that impacted thinking in that region forevermore.
So that's an example of collective consciousness, of collective thinking. One example is in Mexico, they've been thinking that they are third world country. So at one point, it's like, this is the way we are. And I was thinking like that when I went and lived to Miami and then Hong Kong And then when I was in Hong Kong, I begin to see the other way of thinking. And, you know, when I arrived to England, I really saw how they were thinking about, we can do it. We are a colonizers. So we know how to do things, was only an idea. So now I'm going back to Mexico and say, you know, we don't need to believe that we are a third world country or we are less than. So when you begin to understand that you have a place in the table, that you can do things different, in that moment is such a it's a powerful way of thinking. So if you multiply that, you are unstoppable. But the collective needs to understand. Another example was in Rwanda. Rwanda, after going to the genocide, they really, now they are living in peace between the people who killed someone's family is the neighbor, and they continue to have a relationship. So it's possible to forgive and to continue to live together in unity.
In extreme circumstances, like Rwanda, it's possible.
You can do it. Yeah, anybody can do that because that was extreme.
So, but you have examples of really, you know, I don't go on a hold like a country and moving forward. So if we begin to have all these tools and to spread them more and more to more people to understand that we don't have any limitation, in that moment, you can take it with you and really find a problem that you want to solve and go and do it because no one else is going to do it the way you are doing it.
Yeah. You want to add something to that?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to distract from that thought because that thought is so profound. Yeah. What I would add is that the other thing, and Rocio speaks a lot about this because her perspective as a woman was critical to observe it, is how still in many parts of the world, the woman is seen, treated as a second-class citizen. And it is important. One of the things that the reason why we wrote a book dedicated to the modern goddess is because we believe that it is truly important for the feminine energy, the divine feminine, to take its stronghold in the world. And it's not to overcome the masculine, it's to be in balance with the masculine. Because when we are in balance with one another, then, like everything else in the world that is in balance, things begin to move forward in a different fashion. And for way too long, we've been under a masculine energy in this world, and the feminine has been suppressed. And that's why it's really important, because I think, you know, this is not just a book about women. This is a book about feminine power, about femininity and the divine feminine in all of us, inside me as well. And so we really noticed that and saw it in different parts of the world. And it was important that we wrote about it. And that is the reason why, again, it's, you know, it's dedicated to the modern goddess, to the secret of really uncovering the power within.
Because I was going to ask you, actually, that's a good segue, because I was going to ask you what was the best quality that you believe would be essential for a modern goddess to have in this current world. What would be the best quality to thrive?
Really, the most important is know yourself.
That's
true. Know yourself and go for whatever you love. Because when you are on that vibration, the vibration of love and joy, nothing can stop you. Things are going to happen, but then you're going to pivot quicker, and you're gonna go wherever you want, and everything is valid. But the most important is the vibration and where you are. So it's congruence. Find the harmony that is you need to find in your body. And from there, when a woman feels in that place for harmony, is another kind of relationship that she has with the world. She nurtures,
yes.
And then imagine a family. It's totally different. A family, a community. When you empower a woman, she's going to touch more than 1,000 lives. So, wow.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Well, yeah. When you find, you know, this, like you say, alignment, when you align with yourself, things go so fast out of a sudden. When you finally have the right vibration, things happen just, it happened to me several times in my life where I was finally, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to do. And things just happen, just like meeting the right person. You know, you go from dating people and idiots for a while. And then when you're at the right man, paf, you get married, paf, you get the family. It's getting very, very easy. It's easy when it's right.
Because you begin to flow like water.
Oh, how beautiful is that? I love it.
Thank you.
Well, do you want to add something maybe I didn't ask you? Because we're almost out of time. Oh my God, we've been talking for a while. And I'm not even done with the book. Oh, before we go, I wanted to tell you that I'm going to steal something from your book in one of my meditations.
You don't need to steal.
It's for
us. We give it to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's a present.
Yeah, there is a sentence that I noticed, and I'm like, oh, I need to say that in one of my guided meditation. The phrase, this is really, really, really perfect. I am releasing all this heavy energy for my highest good and the highest good of all concern. That,
please,
I'm going to use.
We borrowed it. We borrowed that from others who borrowed from others. And, you know, and the reason why that is, I mean, to explain, is as humans, we're limited in our capacity to understand the extent of the power that we have. We don't know it. It's almost like we're Supergirl and Superboy, right? We're these superheroes, and we don't know that we can fly. And this phrase is important. Just in case in your asking, in your conversations with your God, with your universe, if you fall short of the possibilities because you don't think it's possible. And so when you say, for my highest good and the highest good of all concern, you open the door for the universe to say, well, I can give you more, but you're not even thinking about that, right? You're not even thinking that it is possible. In fact, you're probably thinking that it's not. So that's the reason for adding that phrase at the end, is so that you open the doors to the endless possibilities of what the universe has for you. Because the universe loves you. The universe wants to be in complete harmony with you. That is the beauty of who we are. And when we become that, then essentially it's almost like all the doors and that vibration open up for you, right? What do you want? Your wish is my command. And that is when we begin to live our life fully.
Yeah. And when it happens, sometimes it's scary. We're like, oh my God, this is really happening. So to accept it.
That's why when you understand how powerful you are, you begin to be really careful for what you think and what you say.
Yes.
Because you create, and it's really, really key that you understand it.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. Words have powers, right?
Yes.
And thoughts too.
Yeah.
Thoughts and emotions and our actions. And in fact, we were talking about that. I found my power when I aligned my thoughts, my words, my emotions, and my actions, because they were no longer firing in different directions. It's kind of like a magnifying glass. The rays of the sun are touching the earth every day, but they don't burn us. Put a magnifying glass and concentrate it, and fire is possible. And that is how we are. Concentrate your energy in one place, in your dreams, in your actions, in living the best life that you can, and you are going to be like fire, that powerful. But like fire, you also have to be careful, because it can cleanse or it can destroy. So you have to be intentional on how you use that energy, because it'll come back to bite you if you don't.
Well, great. So I think we're going to just end with this. I'm going to finish the book very soon. I mean, this week now, because after all you said, I want to know what's going on at the end, right? I'm going to get rid of all my problems. So
you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
we're going to see you there. Woohoo!
People can buy the book on Amazon.
Please, it's in English and Spanish, in nice. Audio, in audio, electronic, and it's in Amazon. Please follow us. Please, we are here to listen what anyone is saying, because at the end, you don't know what you don't know. And how, if you don't try and you don't give that curiosity a hunch, then it's just going to continue to have the life that you continue to have. And what we are trying for everyone to have is another experience, a more full and free experience. Live in abundance and creativity. So please give a try.
And we all deserve that, right? We all deserve to be happy, to live in abundance. That's why we were created. So, yeah.
It is our divine right to live in complete abundance with the rest of the universe. If we don't, it is us and only us who's keeping us from achieving that. Now, there's work involved, right? There's things that we've been told. There are issues we need to address. But ultimately, we have the power to address them.
Well, thank you very much, Angela and Rocio. I will put all the information in the show notes.
Thank you. Look.
Yes. Nice heart. Love it. Thank you very much. Thank you for sending me the book also. Loved it. Like I said, I'm going to finish it in 2 days. Still have 100 pages to go. I'm a slow reader. I don't know why these days.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I should. Well, thank you very much. And thank you for helping everybody with this book. Like I said, it's a really good map to get better and a very, very refreshing story also. Very good storyteller. So thank you for everything.
Thank you, Veronique. Thank you for having us. It's been our pleasure to be here with you.
Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.